Top Cottage Trail, FDR's Residences.
The Roosevelt estate called Springwood had been FDR's home since birth. The family also enjoyed recreational and therapeutic getaway residences at Campobello Island and Warm Springs, Georgia. Stone Cottage at Valkill was built as a gathering place for his wife Eleanor and her friends. It was his desire to build a place of his own for his own use, a retreat from the omnipresent demands of the presidency. Top Cottage was one of several homes used by the Roosevelts, yet it was never intended to serve as a full-time residence. It would be a place where he could experience solitude or invite select companions. Comfortable furnishings were considered. Here, National Park Service interpreter John Fox quotes Top Cottage architect Henry Toombs on the president's taste in decor.
This love of simple surroundings, a bright fire, always a cluttered room of books, papers, a few ship models and odds and ends, sometimes a curious but seldom a really fine thing, formed the unstudied background he liked to live in. The results were homelike, personal, unpretending, livable.
Making the ascent to Top Cottage was often a perilous journey, especially for passengers unaccustomed to FDR's driving style. He enjoyed driving guests to his hilltop home behind the wheel of his specially equipped, hand-controlled car. Being thoroughly familiar with the roads through Hyde Park forests gave the president a confidence that also unnerved those paid to protect our nation's leader, as Daisy Sukley's diary reveals.
Starting off again, he turns to the right on a steep, curving road past a gravel pit. He recalls with amusement that he once went into the pit to turn the car around and was lost by the Secret Service men who passed the entrance without seeing him and had a fit before finding him safe back at the house.
But no one passenger experienced fear quite so intense or expressed it as eloquently as the late Queen Mother, Queen Elizabeth of England, who visited Top Cottage with her husband in 1939. National Park Service Supervisory Park Ranger Francesca Urban shares the Queen Mother's reaction to FDR's driving.
And he loved to speed through these trees. I think he felt that he would be impressing his guests by whipping around those curves just as fast as he could and up these little hills throughout the property. But when the Queen of Great Britain was traveling with him, she found it pretty scary. And at one point, she said it was more frightening than the bombing of Great Britain during the war. She really thought that this would be the last day of her life.
Fortunately, history tells us that for all who visited Top Cottage, getting there was always worth the trip.